Chapter 5, Authority, Domination. If you are an expert or authority on a certain field, you are more likely to persuade others. For example, a request from a manager to an employee to do a certain task will likely get a better response than a request from a co-employee. That's because the manager has more authority. The principle of authority is at work here. So if you want to persuade, build up your credibility, and be an expert, guru, authority, boss in your chosen area of interest. Wonder why some commercials claim that 8 out of 10 dentists or doctors recommend their product? Now you know. Doctors and dentists are authorities in their field. Authority figures command respect and trust. They can be frighteningly powerful at times. They can persuade us to do things simply because we place complete trust in them and in their knowledge, skills, and abilities. I remember the time when a person with a policeman attire knocked on my car's door selling me a souvenir. Almost without a second thought, I reached out for my wallet and bought it. I've never bought anything from the many vendors that came to me with an obviously blatant sales pitch, but this time, the cop status did the trick. We seem to place absolute trust and confidence with people in authority, such as doctors, lawyers, scientists, government officials, etc., sometimes to the points where they control our actions automatically, resulting in serious consequences. Some lawyers are determined to win their case at all cost, so they instruct their clients to say certain things that the clients may not have approved. But the clients oblige anyway because they trust that lawyers know what they're doing. Studies revealed that many nurses do not hesitate to give medication to patients based on the doctor's advice. In cases where they already know the deadly complications arising from a doctor's erred prescription, even doctors make mistakes sometimes, they give the medication like a voice-activated robot simply because the doctor says so. One reason we blindly follow the authority's order or request is that we've been programmed since birth to obey authorities such as parents, teachers, and others. Oftentimes, the result of obeying them turns out to be advantageous to us. Since we've associated obeying authority with benefits, and since they possess the expertise, we've been conditioned to comply with their request. One of the best examples would be Abraham obeying God's order to kill his own son, Isaac. This is God's test for Abraham's faith, even though he knows that doing that is not only morally unaccepted, but it will also take away the best thing that ever happened to him. He would have ended the life of his own son had God not stopped him. He is willing to comply because God, the highest authority, told him to do it. Surprising is the fact that authority works just as effectively as the real thing. People dressed up in business suits will probably be treated with more professionalism and seriousness than if they dress casually. Some devious people dress as doctors or scientists in order to convey the status that those occupations bring. They know that people are more willing to obey authority figures. Recognizing the power of authority, people work hard to attain such titles as doctor, president, general, attorney, professor, CPA, MBA, PhD. However, some individuals who don't like to go through the difficult process of attaining such titles or those who are simply too lazy but want to feed their ego's hunger or have an ulterior motive may even resort to fraudulent measures. I once learned of a person who never passed the board exams have a professional license custom-made so he can brag about it. On the contrary, some people purposefully conceal their title or identity because others judge their personality based on certain titles. For example, lawyers may be perceived as intellectuals who like to engage in serious conversation. For lawyers who are naturally friendly or funny, this perception may hinder them from enjoying a happy social life, so they don't tell others or even lie about their profession so others don't jump to any conclusion about their character traits. Size or height is commonly associated with power or status. Taller people are regarded as more respectable and intelligent when compared with shorter individuals. That is why shorter people who knew the importance of height go to great lengths, such as wearing height-enhancing footwear. Incidentally, those possessing titles are perceived to be taller than their actual height. Even things that people wear or use can be seen as a status symbol. People are more likely to be conscious when speaking to a formally dressed person than someone in shirt or jeans. Those wearing expensive watches and jewelries are perceived as powerful and influential. In short, people may treat you in many ways depending on the clothes you wear, the car you drive, the house you live in. People who are quite insecure with themselves, who don't have much to be proud of, often resort to buying status materials to compensate for their lack of authority, since it is so much easier to pay for things rather than earn the title. People perceived to have authority could even effectively persuade on aspects not related to their chosen field. In a seminar that my friend Sam attended, the attendees were segregated into groups who were assigned a specific task. Each person in Sam's group contributed their idea. The chosen idea by the group came from a doctor. The ideas generated are not in any way related to health or fitness, and the doctor's idea was even absurd compared to the others, in Sam's word. But because being a doctor was seen as having intelligence and authority, the doctor's idea was the one selected. Authority alert. We must be alert of people abusing the power of authority to trick or manipulate us. Investigate if that person really possesses the authority. Perhaps the person in the dashing business attire is the clerk of a store who wants to appear as the boss. Perhaps the person in the lab coat is a student who assists the scientist in minor tasks. Sometimes looks and the clothes people wear can be very deceiving. We must also determine if the subject of the discussion or request is directly related to the authority's expertise, knowledge, or skill. Actors playing the role of lawyers are not qualified to give legal advice, so don't ask them about legal matters, no matter how many cases they've won in the TV series. Sometimes we confuse roles or occupations automatically without exerting mental effort to check if we are basing our decision on the right point of reference. Is the authority concerned on our interest more than his own? Sometimes experts do not divulge everything they know or become biased in their judgment to gain the upper hand. If you can ascertain their good intentions, then you can have more confidence in their words and actions. This is the end of Chapter 5.